T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think we know that the Yankee talk for the next month is going to be adding a starting pitcher, and rightfully so, because James Paxton's been bad now, a couple of starts in a row. Hap's been solid overall. It's probably been their best starter the last couple of starts. The uncertainty about Luis Severino. So they should act and get a starting pitcher. You said you're confident they're going to go get a starting pitcher.
I think so.
I was surprised. I looked back at the Cashman era at the times he has acquired a starting pitcher at the trade deadline, and here's the list, the complete list. They acquired 7 guys that fit that criteria. Starting pitcher, either June, July, or August. You know, not an off-season acquisition, an in-season starting pitching acquisition. Are you ready to hear the list?
Go.
2000, Denny Nagel. Denny Nagel made 15 starts that year, went 7-7 with a 5.81 ERA. He made 3 postseason starts that year, went 0-2 with a 4.30 ERA. Would you agree that was not good?
No.
Okay. 2002, they acquired Jeff Weaver. Jeff Weaver in 02 made 8 starts, 5-3, 4.04 ERA. They only used him out of the bullpen in the playoffs to a 6.75 ERA.
And we know what
ERA.
Happened in the World Series the year after that.
The year after, right, because they kept him for another year. And then they traded him for Kevin Brown, if I'm not mistaken, during the offseason.
Wow.
So far we're at 0-2, but this is a long time ago. 2005, this is one of their better ones. Sean Chacon, they got him from the Rockies. He went 7-3 with a 2.85 ERA in 12 starts, made 1 playoff start, and was really good. 6 1/3 innings, 2 runs, got a no decision in that first round loss to the Angels. So far, that's a good one. Sean Chacon.
Yep. I'll give you that one.
Caught lightning in a bottle. 2006, the late Corey Lytle. And I remember Corey Lytle for the way Dog reacted after they made the trade, I think, when he was yelling at Brian Cashman. And then, of course, just the horrible death of Lytle.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what I think of. Brutal.
Yeah. He was not good, by the way, when the Yankees acquired him. 4-3, 5.16 ERA, only made an appearance out of the bullpen that year. So far, this is the resume. 2014, a year they did not make the playoffs, Brandon McCarthy. And if you remember, he was great. He made 14 starts. He went 7-5 with a 2.89 ERA. The problem is they didn't make the playoffs, so that's it.
Right.
He was good, but it's forgettable. I think most Yankee fans listening right now probably forgot that even happened because 2014 was
a
blah year.
I'm not a Yankee fan. I forgot it happened. Brandon McCarthy.
2017, Sonny Gray.
Yeah, well, enough said about him, right?
4-7, 3.72 ERA that year, and he made 2 postseason starts, 0-1 with a 5.40 ERA. And then you've got Jay Happ. And the Jay Happ acquisition is very mixed because he was tremendous upon them acquiring him, as we recall from a year ago. He made 11 starts, and he was undefeated. He was 7-0 with a 2.70 ERA. The problem is his one postseason start was a disaster. Gave up the 5 runs in 2 innings, got the loss. That is the history of Brian Cashman's postseason or acquisitions in
deadline.
June, July, August, deadline deals. All of those starting pitchers in the postseason combined to go 0-4 with a 5 ERA. He has never gotten a win in the postseason from a starting pitcher he's acquired at the deadline.
Wow.
Not one. Now, does that mean that they're not going to get Madison Bumgarner or Max Scherzer? All it means is that we are both in ways students of history. We like history. We like to learn from history.
Right.
The history
Tell
says...
Tell that to the Knicks, by the way.
Yes. The history is not good. And again, some of these are very mixed. Like, Jay Happ overall, we could debate it. He was good.
Well, we still don't really know what Happ is, though. He's still there. So, I mean, there's still, time to really reflect on what he really has been for.
But for the deadline year,
you're just looking for the year? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, because, you could expand, what did Jeff Weaver do the following year? But I look at, that year, this is what he did. Same with Sonny Gray.
I see.
But Jay Happ last year gives you the ultimate mixed result because he was great as a starter during the regular season. I mean, you can't be better than that. The problem is the one postseason start was bad. So how would you grade trading for Jay Happ last year? Would you say it was a good trade?
I can't just go by what he did. And I understand what you're doing. You're just looking at last year because he's still here.
But they re-signed him. It was a separate decision.
Yeah, I understand that. But, I mean, his Yankee career is yet to be defined, isn't
it? Okay.
That's how I would look at that.
That's fair with him. Of the rest of the guys I mentioned, what's the best one that you can name? It's probably Sean Chacon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sean Chacon is the greatest Yankee pitcher trade deadline acquisition in the Brian Cashman era. Now, I want to point something out because Gene Stick Michael knew what the hell he was doing because this was pre-Cashman. The best Yankee starting pitcher acquisition at the deadline was the should-be Hall of Fame considered David Cone in 1995. And to your point, they traded for him. I think he was a free agent at the end of the year.
Right.
They re-signed him.
Yeah.
So kind of like so when you say, hey, the Hap thing isn't defined yet, you're right, because the Cone thing wasn't defined.
Right, right.
And obviously he had a great Yankee career.
Oh, tremendous.
But in 1995, he was fine.
He was good. Yeah. Didn't he start the final game that lost to the Mariners?
And I think he threw 155 pitches.
Yeah, he threw
pitches.
A lot of pitches there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pre-Cashman. So in the Cashman era, starting with Denny Nagel, those are the moves. And that's why the track record on acquiring pitchers in general, but certainly acquiring pitchers before the deadline, is not strong. Does that alter your confidence in the Yankees to go get an arm, or do you kind of ignore
it? No, not at all. No, they're going to get some. Yeah, they have to. I think they have to.
But they got
to
do better than that.
Well, they're going to get Bumgarner. That's what I think
they're going to
get.
That's what you think
they're going to
do?
Yeah, I do. I think he's coming to the Yankees.
They may, but I'll say this, that will buck a trend. You know what I mean? That'll change history as far as what the history is of Brian Cashman getting pitchers at the deadline. He's never gotten a guy on the level of Madison Bumgarner at the trade deadline.
But
during the offseason, is different, very different.
But
as far
there,
as trades.
It's there sitting for him, and I think they're going to do it. I would be surprised if he is not a Yankee before the year's over.
We shall see. But what really alarmed me is I asked Ernie, I said, how many combined wins do you think in the postseason the Yankees have gotten from starting pitcher trade acquisitions in the Cashman era? And he said, probably less than 10. Less
He's
than
right.
10? It was zero.
Well, it's less than 10.
It was less than 10.
Ernie was dead on.
0-4 with a 5.23 ERA from pitchers acquired at the deadline in the Cashman era. Nagel, Weaver, Chacon, Lytle, McCarthy, Gray, and Happ. That's the list. Not
there
a very
go.
Good list.
No.
But what's great about history, Joe, is sometimes we can change it with one move. And Brian Cashman has an opportunity to change that.
And
he should.
And if anybody could change history, it would be the Yankees.
Let's
be honest.
That's right. But they should. I mean,
no, and I think they will. I don't think there's any doubt they will.
I look at their rotation, and it's not that it's terrible. It's not. It's not terrible. It's not bad. It's not even bad. Here's the problem. Look at the American League and say, okay, who's their biggest competition? Would you say it's the Houston Astros?
Houston.
The Red Sox, if they figure things out.
Houston.
Tampa Bay. Okay, so it's just Houston.
I don't buy Minnesota against the Yankees. I don't buy Tampa against the Yankees. I would buy the Red Sox. I'll buy the Astros. That's it.
And look at the top of both of their rotations.
Right, right.
I mean, look what you're staring at. You're staring at Justin Verlander. How many strikeouts did he have last night? 14, 15? He's still pitching at a very high level. And Chris Sale looks like he's figuring it out. The Yankees have a guy I trust, that all of us trust, in Masahiro Tanaka. I think we all look at him and say, that's a money pitcher. But I think they need more than that. And that's why, money aside, future aside, assets you have to give up aside, this is about big game hunting. This is not a trade deadline where the Sean Chacons or the Jeff Weavers or the Brandon McCarthys or even the Jay Happs or what you're looking for. To me, it's about the big fish. It's about the ace. Because that's the difference right now between the Astros and the Yankees. That's the difference. That's the difference even with the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Yeah.
I think the Yankees are better than the Red Sox.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying in a short series, they have that. The Yankees don't.
Look, the Red Sox get into playoffs, and they'll be dangerous. I mean, I definitely think that.
And so it's big game hunting time.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't think Dallas Keuchel was worth it, because I don't think Dallas Keuchel is as good as those two guys. Those are the big fishes. And so Brian Cashman's going to have to do something he's never done before, and he's done it all. He is a great general manager.
Oh, God.
I don't want you to think because we're pointing out something he's been bad at.
He's a great general manager.
That doesn't mean he's a bad GM.
The fact that this guy's lasted 20-plus years now as a Yankee GM is unbelievable.
But he's been bad at this.
Okay.
Those are just the facts.
I'll give you that.
I mean, you don't have to give it to me. It's standing right there.
Has he ever had a guy like Bumgarner that was sitting there for him?
I don't, you know, Justin Verlander.
Yeah, I guess that's
and
true.
We were all wrong because we didn't think he had that much left.
That's true.
I'd have to go back since 2000 to say what other guys were out there. There have been recently. I mean, Verlander was out there. Cole Hamels has been out there. There have been guys out there. But in 2002, I don't recall who was out there. Yeah.
You know? No, I know. You have to go back and see who it was.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's going to have to do something he hasn't done, and that's hit a home run at this trade deadline, because I think it's an ace. It's not rotation depth. It's not middle of the rotation. It is an ace, and I think there are going to be aces out there for him to go after. So we'll see if Brian Cashman can change history.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.